Let's do a show.
This is maybe our last one.
Okay, you did it better the first time when it was unscripted.
Okay.
Try it again. When you, because just for the listeners, we just before we hit play, we made a joke. You made a joke about that, and it was very funny. And then I said, okay, let's roll. And now you're
too
acting.
Somber. Too
now
somber.
You're acting.
Too somber. No, that's yeah. Those are my feelings. Too somber. Okay, let's.
Yeah, no, it is too somber. But right now you're giving me Home Improvement, and I want Seinfeld or Friends or okay, something good. Okay. Something okay, good.
Just try it again.
All right. No, well, let's do the show.
It might be our last one.
That's somber again. Okay, you try. I guess we'll have to switch roles here.
Okay. All right. Let's do a show.
Yeah, I guess so. Might be our last one. You know, they might close the internet down for 4 weeks. See? Was that better?
That whole thing is good.
The whole, you know, I'm not even done yet. We're still rolling on this.
I think you got to play the whole 2 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, including what this part right here, because we don't have a show. I don't have a show prepped.
No, this is it right here.
Okay. Well, let's get into it then. Hello and welcome to episode 480 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And some solid audio levels coming out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone heard last week, but something happened. Technical issue, not Adam's fault. Not Adam's fault, but not really Adam's fault. So you recorded very low, and so in order for me to save it, we lose some audio quality.
Uh-oh.
You didn't hear. You didn't listen, so it doesn't matter.
No, I didn't listen.
We're good. We're back now, though. We're back recording properly.
Crystal clear.
What's going on, Adam? Everything and nothing, really.
Yeah. About to be March break, which we were intending to travel.
That's spring break, right?
Yeah, spring break, March break, whatever you want to call it, but yeah, we were intending to travel, and as most of you listening might know, most travel is not recommended. So we had to cancel our vacation. We were planning to go to Palm Springs and then to Disneyland, and Disneyland completely shut down. So that's not a thing. So travel plans canceled. Now we will be hanging out around Vancouver probably for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? Europe, apparently the sky is falling. How are things over there?
Henny Penny is in full effect. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I've talked to a few other Canadian friends who are like, oh man, it looks like it's crazy in Europe. Not really. I mean, maybe by the time you hear this on Monday, maybe the sky fell and hit us, but, I gotta tell you, life is normal here. Just a quick update. What you're seeing on the news is not really what's happening here.
Okay.
I don't live in Italy, of course. I mean, maybe things are worse.
Italy sounds bad. Yeah, Italy sounds bad.
I don't know. It does. It doesn't sound great. But
most people are in basic house arrest.
Right, but I think you're going to see very quickly. I think you're going to see it taper off really quickly because of that. And so what ended up happening here, like just now, like a couple of hours ago, we just found out that school was canceled. So they canceled a bunch of the big events in Germany. The Bundesliga hockey playoffs were canceled, which does not affect me one bit. What else was I guess a few other things were canceled. And then
but aren't the soccer games being played to empty stadiums and that sort of thing?
They started doing that, yeah, which is weird. Once that happens, you know that they're concerned because soccer is everything here. And so there's that, and then today the schools were canceled starting next week, which is it's not a break here yet. We have our spring break or Easter break or whatever it's called, because there's two spring breaks here. That's why I asked you if your March break was spring break, I wasn't being cute, but we actually have technically two sort of spring breaks here. And so that's the one we went skiing on last week, a couple weeks ago. And then this one coming up, I think it's a week or 2 weeks or whatever it's supposed to be, but they canceled school for the 2 weeks leading up to it.
Gotcha.
Just to tamp everything down. And as you and I discussed off the air, neither one of us is tremendously alarmist. This is much ado about I wouldn't say nothing, but I think it's not quite the big deal that everybody's making. That being said, I would like it to stop. I'd like it to be over now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if everybody just taking a little 2 week break and staying away and letting it die out stops this, then I'm in for that. I'm in for some Netflix. So, you know, I'm okay with it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But no need.
Do you hear that? The phone's ringing.
Oh no.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't talk on the phone. So.
Okay. All right. Phone doesn't ring here very often. It might be it might be, you know, the universe calling right now. It
might be the COVID-19 calling you. Yeah. Hey, Adam, I'm outside your house watching.
Knock knock knock.
Yeah, that'd be the worst. So I mean what you've heard on the news and what you see about going on over here is very sensational, and everyday life is normal here. We're not experiencing it. I think they set up a mobile testing facility in Tübingen that you could drive through and get tested for this. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine why someone like myself would need it. I don't know. I don't think I've been around anybody who's been to the hotspots or whatever. I mean, maybe
this is where it pays off that, you know, you don't like to be around people and people don't like to be around you. Like, it really pays dividends now. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the loser now? Huh? Huh? Melanie, who's the loser now? There's something I was going to say about that, about the mobile bits or whatever, but you interrupted me by calling me a loser.
It wasn't important. Yeah. I'm gonna forecast and say it wasn't important.
It wasn't. No, but the funny thing is, and so we stocked up. We didn't hoard anything, but we did make sure, as you should just have this in your house anyways. You should have, you know, some non-perishables just in case the power goes out for 2 days or something like that, or the water goes out. Like, these things happen if there's an earthquake or whatever. You should be prepared. I don't want anyone to panic, but always be prepared. That's what my friend Lord Baden-Powell told me when I was a Boy Scout, man. Always be prepared. And so we tend to have that in the house. We have enough water. I don't want to advertise. I also have a shotgun and I'm standing on the roof of my house, so don't come by, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's deep in the bunker, 16 stories below the surface of the earth. That's where I'll keep all my supplies. But no, apparently the big thing, you know what the two big hot ticket items are in, I think that one of them is everywhere in the world, or at least in North America as well. Toilet paper, hot commodity.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It doesn't make sense to me, but
no, that was absurd. But you'd never guess what the other one is. Like, some, I say, you know, like keep a shelf full of, you know, rice and beans. In the house, because that you can subsist on that for you know, a couple of weeks if you have to, you know, in any situation. It doesn't matter what that is. So that's what I have. But you know what the big thing that's gone here?
Hand sanitizer.
Well, that was obvious. More so because if you ever drank that stuff, it's excellent.
Yeah. No, I have
lemon
I have
squeeze.
It. Yeah.
No? No. A little lemon twist. It's fantastic. Get the blue one. The flour. You can't buy flour.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
The Germans are nuts for their. First of all, flour is free here. Like, honestly, it's you would be shocked at, and you wouldn't be, but your wife would be shocked at how cheap it is. And so the Germans are really, really big about their flour, and there's no way they're not baking pies and cakes and bread during a shutdown like this. So that was gone. But other than that, life is pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I don't know if it's going to continue like that, because the panic level seems to be, you know, escalating on an hourly basis, but I'm hoping there'll be something for us to do for the next couple of weeks other than just sit in our house and watch Netflix. I'm hoping we'll
just sitting at home waiting to die.
Yeah,
that's the good part. Well, this is the thing is that there's so much sensationalism, and here's the part that rubs me. And we'll get off of this because we are, like you said, we are a photo show, but this is happening. The part that rubs me is that there are so many different entities involved that have an axe to grind. And that's what's happening. Like, whether it's the politicians, which I can't stand, I don't mean like a certain side, like, oh, you know, Trump is blowing this or whoever. Everybody sucks on this one, by the way. But politicians have axes to grind. There's the news, like the different news outlets. They all have their thing. I mean, you know, you understand the nature of how the business model works now. They need eyeballs, and they constantly updating eyeballs, and they have to make everything sound like it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it really isn't. But that being said, please, like, well, here's what we are doing. We are going to stay vigilant for other people. I'm not worried about this for me or my family, etc. Like you said, like, you know, you have a very good immune system. This is not about me. I would like for, like, if we can shut this down and make sure that the old, the infirm, or people, you know, compromised do not get this. If it just stops before they get it, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
That's all.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yes.
So have you been to Costco yet?
No.
Oh man, that must be a delight.
I have to say that I am somewhat intrigued. Like, usually I would avoid it like the plague, but maybe
Don't say that too soon.
Yeah. But no, I'm sort of on a curiosity sort of level. I might go, not because I need to buy a whole bunch from Costco, but I am curious about what the scene will look like. And I don't know that just someone's YouTube video will do it justice. So there is a small chance. I might just go to the grocery store today. I might be brave enough, although I don't know that I'll even find parking. So yeah, it's... We're recording this on a Friday.
That's where the video starts. You gotta take your wife ride shotgun so she can film, or you film while she's.
I got a dash camera. Remember the dash camera? The dash camera. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta do that. I need you to go for the show next week. You have to go to Costco today, and just go in and honestly go in and do not stop coughing.
Well, I don't know if it's more likely to be completely jam-packed or if it's going to be, I can throw a, you know, I don't know, what should I throw? Something down baseball. The aisles and not hit anybody. Like, I don't know.
You and Jack could go in there and do a long toss in the aisles today. There'd be no
one
around.
I think there might be no one around. I think people maybe all have already done this, or I don't know. Tough to say. We'll find out.
Yeah. It's either, do you have enough coffee in the house?
That's a good question. I might have to get some coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll mail you some if not. Okay. I bought a little extra because I was like, everything else, I'm like, all right, I can probably not eat for like 4 weeks. That'll be fine. And, yeah. Like I said, you know, the good news is if you can't, you know, if there's no food to buy, then guess what? You don't really need that toilet paper. It's all going to work out.
Yeah.
But if there's no coffee, I'm going to lose my mind. So, right. I doubled down on that. So I did hoard that bit.
Yeah,
it's a lesson I learned from World War II.
I want to unrelated to the COVID-19 talk, which, you know, I'm sure everybody is riveted by our discussion of this. But I do want to.
No, I get a lot of texts like it's fine.
Hey, what's your guys' take?
Hosers think? What do those unqualified guys from the photo show think?
Yeah, I do want to say, because we haven't talked about it in a number of weeks, and just to bring it back to me and what's going on in my life, I have maintained the healthy eating and the working out regimen. And I was pretty excited. No. Like, because I said 3 months. I said 3 months, which we're coming up on January, February. We're not all the way through March, but I said 3 months. I have not been more fit in probably since high school.
Really?
Like, I was ready to reveal to the world in spring break this beach body physique, and it's all for naught now. Now it's going to waste away. It's going to waste away because I'm not going to eat for the next month. Yeah. So anyway,
the gym will be closed too.
Cause we haven't talked about, I mean, I'm a big believer on do what you say. Like that's just a fundamental principle in my life. I'm forever irritated by someone who says, oh, I'll get that to you by Friday. And then Sunday rolls around and they haven't done, like, that to me is like, that's not a thing. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, or I will.
So what are the metrics here? How are you measuring your success?
Well, it's pretty easy. Like it's, I can do
like visual, like you're
Visual for sure. You know, I'm not a huge believer in the scale, but definitely I'm down.
The scale is a good tool
it's one variable. Yeah. But the numbers are definitely down. Like I wanted to lose 10 to 15 pounds. Cause I don't know, like I haven't pushed my body like this to know really what I can get to. So I thought, like, I was kind of, but when this started around, I'm just going to say January, whatever, New Year's is when I decided to do this. And yeah. I was
so about eight, 9 weeks.
Was probably about 193 pounds, which is, which is probably 10 pounds more than what my ideal should be. I probably usually walk around 185 to 190.
How tall are you? You're about my height, aren't you?
Even in high school, when I was at my epitome of physical condition, lifting weights 5 days a week, I would weigh 188 pounds. Like I gain muscle easy, and even
but
when
if you
I'm
shaved
lean,
your back, you'd be 165.
Yeah, I'd probably lose. Well, at least hair's not that heavy, but
yeah,
my body will only go even as I get in really good shape. A 185 is that's where I kind of hit the wall. And
How tall are you?
I am 5'9". So
okay,
But I'm broad shoulders, like, you know, my arms are pretty big. My legs are pretty big. Like, so even when my midsection is very trim, I have a hard time pushing lower than 185. So I'm down to 183. The abs are starting to show.
Your abs.
I can do 40 push-ups with no pause, which is, again, like a huge difference than maybe a month ago, it would be 25 to 30. Then I could pause and I could keep going to 40, but now 40, no pause. Like, so, and just easy, like just a huge difference in how I feel and energy and all of that stuff. Like I'm the fatigue levels way down, like all of that stuff, just from sleep better, all these things as a result of eating better, exercising like crazy. And even when I go to the gym, when I wake up, before I go to bed, it's push-ups. I feel really good. So in amidst the time where we're talking about all things bad and health, I just wanted to let everyone know I have not given up because we haven't talked about it. And so for anyone who's paying close attention to what we said a month ago, it's still very much a thing that I'm taking this seriously and I'm living up to New Year's resolution. So I'm going to keep going because, like you say, I haven't felt this good in a long, long time.
It feels good, right?
It feels really good, yeah.
And you start to get, I mean, you know this, you're a massage therapist, so you know.
That's right, that's right.
I saw you at that. Anyways, you get to the point, like, so I've done X number of push-ups every single day since January 1st, 2019. Okay. So coming up, this is month number 15 in a row where I have not missed a day. And now I've done push-ups in the past, et cetera, on and off, but whatever. But I made the declaration last year in January, I'm going to do it every single day. And I do a lot of them.
Yeah.
And so last year was a set number, and every single day I did not miss like 365 days in a row. You know, if I was flying to Vancouver, like I'd have like an 8 a.m. flight. I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning that day, and I'd nail them before I left the airport, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's the everyday part that, and then starting this year, I started ramping it up. And so I've added, et cetera, you know, I do more and more and more every month. Point being, you get to the point where like you're addicted to it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do them.
Yeah. And it carries over to everything. I mean, when you're doing that and you're working out more, then your eating habits get better because you feel like, well, I'm doing all the other things.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to spoil it. And not saying that I don't.
For the most part.
I'm not saying that I don't eat junk and go and have a burger or whatever. All that stuff I'm still doing, but I definitely, it's tampered down by the fact that it's less frequent. Like in certain habits of getting home at night and they just, you know, throwing a bunch of junk in my mouth. I'm like, I'm just not doing that.
Plus you're getting to the point now. No, never mind. I'm going to go down that path. Never mind.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you off the air. That's an off the air one. That was cringeworthy, that one.
Okay. But, so
here's the thing. So what are you tipping in now? You said 183?
Yeah, 183. I don't really honestly know, like, because I got down to 185 from 193 real quick, and then 185 for like 2 weeks, regardless of looking better, feeling better, like all that, all like clothes loose, like, you know, especially around the waist, that's where I would put on weight, is that, you know, definitely my face will get fat. That's I gain weight in the face when I've eaten poorly for a couple of months, and also just stomach. That's where I carry it. And then so those two things. So face thinned out pretty quick, and then pants are all super loose, but yet number not changing. And that's partly because I'm working out so much. Well, so
push-ups put on the pecs and the tries tend to really ramp up that weight.
Yeah, and so it's offsetting what you're losing other places again. So bottom line is the number stayed steady, and then just now finally started to get over that plateau and started dropping a bit. Again, I don't know I can get under 180. Like, I think my body will.
Can.
Unless I
was the same, unless though, but I starve
myself. I don't know if I starve myself. Like, again, I am definitely my body, broad shoulders, wants weight, and muscle is relatively hard for me. Like, I don't want to lose the muscle either, right?
No, why would you?
No, it's an efficient energy burner too.
No, I'm getting to the point where my biceps have their own abs.
All right, enough about our
That is not true at all. That's not accurate. So there you go. All right, good. We're 20 minutes in. Amazon. Click through Amazon, especially now. Everyone's buying stuff on it. I'm assuming who's going to bring it to your house though? If everything's shut down, this is when we need those drones. Hey, Bezos, where's those drones?
Yeah, drone it up.
Throw it up, click to our site and help us out.
For everything that isn't sold out already on there, so.
I bought your toilet paper. There's no way there's toilet paper on there.
I have no.
There's no way.
If it is, it's got to be sold $12,000 for eight
rolls. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's got to be, like, just go ahead and buy some cocaine. It's cheaper at this point. And probably more fun. I'll be honest. Probably more fun. I'm guessing. I don't know. So I bought a couple things on Amazon this week. Did I show you did I send you the picture? So last Saturday, I think it was last Saturday. Sure. Call it last Saturday. Couldn't have been Sunday because you can't operate your power tools on Sunday because of, you know, God. But, my son and I, we had a great day in the shop, but we'll talk more woodwork next week because we want to get into photos now. But, my son and I made a key rack, you know, like for all the, you know how you have like a bazillion keys, like spare keys and for bike locks and I don't know, diaries. I don't know. What do you have keys for?
Doors.
Yeah, ski rack. No, that was ours. We have one for like the ski rack, and then also for the box that goes on top of that ski rack. Different key, right?
Sure.
Point being, we have 99 keys, and I forget how the rest goes, but they're all over the house or in a drawer somewhere. Just they're a mess. So I said, you know what? Buddy, we're making a key rack, which is a very simple thing to make, but with the, it was a lot of fun. We took some scrap wood, got the table saw out, et cetera, et cetera. Had a great time. And so in order to now sort those keys, I bought those little plastic key tags. You know what those look like, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I bought those on Amazon.
Great.
And a separate purchase, I bought a pocket hole jig, a Craig pocket hole jig.
Should I ask?
No.
Okay.
I assumed you knew what that was.
No idea.
Everything's pocket hole now. See, earlier, like when I was younger, everything was biscuit joiner. Like, that's how you join stuff. And I love, and I'll be honest with you, I love a biscuit joiner. Except there's a lot of gluing and clamping. Now, with the pocket holes, you're gluing and screwing. It's fantastic. There's no waiting around, no clamping, bam. And it is, I love this thing. I got it yesterday. I've only done a couple of test things. I haven't actually made anything with it yet. I'm about to go nuts with cabinetry and building vanities, et cetera, and bookcases. And this pocket hole jig is going to get the runaround. So I bought that on Amazon, came to the house, off we go. I'll send you some pictures. You'll not care, actually.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't help you get fit, so forget it. All right, reminder, monthly challenge for this month is black and white. And I've been on the Instagram independently of this, and I saw a bunch of people that we follow that have actually, before we even announced it, were just randomly posting a bunch of photos that were black and white.
Okay.
So people are already doing it without even knowing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So and then a shout out to Joe Russo, who did post it. Somebody commented, "Hey, is this your two hosers?" And he fully admitted, "No, I took this in December, so it doesn't qualify." So he's going to reshoot it for February or for March.
That's serious dedication.
Yeah, that is playing by the rules. So hashtag two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers. Make sure to tag us at two hosers on the Instagram, and we'll definitely check that out for next month. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No.
You were going to, though. You were going to go to Palm Springs. Well, you're going to go to Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. I was going to be loaded with interesting palm trees and blue skies and swimming pools and Disney characters, all of that stuff.
Abs.
Yeah, abs.
Selfie just abs.
Random guy abs. Yeah, maybe my own too. No. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd be better. Hey, have you ever done that? By the way, this is not really that, but you know, this is a hot move. This happened to me. Somebody, I knew the person who did it tangentially, but you hand them your phone, like, "Hey, can you take a picture of us?" You know? And as they do it, what they secretly do is they flip it around and bust off a selfie first and then take your picture so that you get home and you have a selfie of them making some funny face.
Okay. All right.
Hot move. I love this move.
I thought you were going to say, like, you hand the guy the camera and you cut a couple of your buddies and you all whisper in their ears. And as he gets ready to do it, you do something super provocative, like I'll pull your shirts up and flex your abs. That would be awesome too. And then it's like, whoa, what did I get myself into here? This is weird.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. But no, what I'm saying is next time somebody hands you their phone and says, hey, can you snap a photo, definitely flip it around. Like without, they won't even know. And you pretend like you're taking a shot, like of them, hey, smile, and you make a goofy face. They get home. It's a fun little Easter egg for them when they get home.
Okay, all right.
Actually, take the photo. Make sure you take the actual photo. Flip it back and take their photo so they don't, you know, they still have their what they wanted.
Right.
It's still fun. Still fun. I admit it, I had a good laugh over it when I saw it. When I got home that one time a couple months ago. Very, very funny.
Okay.
All right. I shot something. It was going to be my photo challenge for next week based on how we were supposed to do two shows tonight. But we are building a new softball / little league t-ball field next to our existing field. And so there was a groundbreaking. We raised the money last year, et cetera, et cetera. The mayor of Tübingen came out, and then a bunch of other people, and the architect, and I don't know who, it doesn't matter, and the president of our club. and they had a little event, a little groundbreaking. You know, they come out with the shovels and do the ceremonial breaking of the ground.
Okay, yeah.
And so they asked me to come shoot this because they figured the newspaper might not show up, which they didn't. And even if they did, let's be honest, I'm going to do better. So, so I shot, here's the groundbreaking photo I took of the, was that seven people?
Appears to be, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted five. A couple extra people squeaked in the picture, which we had seven helmets. I don't know what the old man with Rod Langway over there was doing, but he refused to wear a lid.
Really?
Yeah, no helmet. I'm like, everybody else wearing a helmet. Like, it's the name of the company that is making, like, they would like to get their name in the paper. And, no.
And he couldn't have chosen a brighter jacket either.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. One of these kids is doing his own thing. So, anyways, thoughts. Real quick thoughts on the photo. What do you think?
I like it. Yeah, pretty straightforward. I like it. Looks good.
It is straightforward. However, what is it? What do you like about it?
It's pretty nice balance of the flash. So you've managed to not make it look like. Well, maybe it's not flash. It looks like flash to me, but
oh, it's flash.
Yeah,
that's why I bring it up. This photo on the surface is just it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
But okay. The fact that they're wearing helmets and you've managed to keep the exposure pretty good on their faces, and so you've managed to keep the green nice and bright and green grass and the nice sky and the clouds, and then still the exposure on their faces mm-hmm. is pretty good. And it looks like it could be not flash, but the shadows would probably be a lot darker over their faces. So you've managed to squeak some flash underneath to expose their faces. So it is. My first thought was, oh, good job with flash. But then I thought, well, maybe it isn't flash. So there you go. You've managed to slightly trick and confuse me.
There's a takeaway here.
Okay.
Now, first of all, it's one of the things we never stop talking about besides your abs is it's the X100. Like this photo is not possible, not really possible without the X100. Iris,
leaf shutter.
The leaf shutter.
Yeah.
I just couldn't think of it. Because of the leaf shutter, and you're able to kill, because the sunlight was absolute, it was just hammering on them, as you can see. Like, there was clouds in and out, like, in behind us was there a lot of clouds, but it was, the sun was in and out, and I thought, oh no, please be cloud. Nope, no love. It was just complete 2 p.m. hammering sunshine. And I thought, oh, this is not going to be great. So I wasn't going to bring the X100. I was just going to bring the Mark III with the 24-105, and I figured that would do the trick. But you're maxing out at 1/160th of a second with off-camera flash like that. And so, you know, what are you going to do? Like that's not enough to kill the ambient. At ISO 100, you're looking at an F11 if you're lucky. Probably F16, maybe F11. Which means an absolute ton of flash. Now, I anticipated shooting this with the X100, but using an umbrella. It was extremely windy. I don't know if you can see that in the trees behind. The wind is hammering those. I believe there's somebody standing behind. Yeah, you can see their shadow. I think behind that little banner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which on that banner you can see the water balloon photos I shot a couple weeks ago, which were printed a little bit dark.
Oh yeah, I didn't even pick up on that. There you go.
Yeah,
Put to good use.
Yeah, a little bit high contrast, but there's somebody standing behind there holding that because it's so windy. But so I couldn't use the umbrellas, so I ended up having to use a couple of bare flashes, which I just cross lit them. Here's the kicker, I didn't want to have, you know, extra shadows and it to show up. So I set the flashes rather high and aimed them over their heads. Cross-lit them, meaning the flash on camera right is aimed sort of at the dude next to the old dude. And then on the left, it's aimed at the girl, the second girl in from the left side, from the right side.
Yeah.
And that way it's cross-lit, but it's aimed over their heads so that the hot spot is going over their heads, the feathering is coming down, even though they're bare flash, still works with a feather. this is where the X100 absolutely shines. Holy, do I love this camera. Because I can now stop, I can now control the exposure with a flash with, I believe this was a shutter speed of 1/2000th of a second. Which means I shot it at an f4 at ISO 100, which means the flash can fill that up at 1/4 or 1/8. I think it was 1/8 power. I was able to fill up those faces, no problemo.
Great.
If I was at f16 on the other camera, I'd be at full power, and quite honestly, I'd have to get the flash in close, and it would look ugly. Wow, am I glad I bought that camera. And I might even get paid for this, by the way. Apparently, they're going to use it in the paper, and they've offered to pay, I think.
Sweet.
Which would be, what, $8.
So, yeah.
Sweet.
Can't even get one roll of toilet paper for that.
No, not now. All right. Photo challenge this week was bounce flash. You want to go first or second?
I want to go first.
All right, you can go second then. No.
Okay.
All right, let's have a look here. Wow, does she look like your wife, my wife said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume so. I mean, she wasn't adopted.
No. I think she does. I think she gets told that a fair amount. Or at least my wife gets told that from her friends about Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah, me too. I need a nap. I'll come back when you're done.
So Sarah was very open to participation again this week, wanting to be part of a world famous podcast. So I said at the breakfast table this morning, you know, amidst all the crazy.
So she's using us as a launch pad to get to a good one?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to be honest, the fact that this was done again very, very quickly and this morning just after breakfast. So I could have an entry for this week's challenge. I just, things have been, you know, busy and spiraling out of control with cancellation of trip plans and blah, blah, blah. So no excuses, but this was last minute and Sarah agreed to participate. So I said, okay, bounce flash, I can do this in 2 minutes before you have to, you know, go to school. So we went up to use her room because she's got lots of blank space. She's pretty much, because she got a few pictures up, but a lot of areas that blank. That's kind of her motif in her room, is lots of empty space, which is perfect for shooting photos because I don't want the clutter. And right. Just went into a corner and put this is a 50 mil lens on the 6D, and basically put the little mini softbox thing over the flash because it just allowed me to not find a black foamy thing and be more directional with the light, because it's kind of tubular in terms of the base that goes over the flash, and then I can direct the light more specifically. So that's all that is aimed it off the far wall, just kind of laterally, and the light's bouncing back, and that's why.
So it's
why.
Mini softbox and bounced.
Yeah, mini softbox and bounced. The mini softbox was really just intended to like you say, make it so I didn't need a
flag
black
it really
foamy. Flag it, yeah. So that's all that was for. And then I need to use a little bit more flash power because I'm losing some of it from the fact that it's got that little diffuser over it. So it just bounces back and gets her. And then I was just waiting for a nice smile because she was doing the Alan Attridge kind of stoic look and the no teeth. Uh-huh. And I don't love that.
She has good teeth though.
Exactly. She has great teeth.
Mine were a mess, obviously. No, they're fine. I bought them, but they, you know, if I had those teeth, I would never not smile.
Yeah. I think it's just the thing now for her generation about not having the big smile for that.
So I have that to look forward to.
Yeah. So this was an in-between moment and I really liked it because it is so much more natural and she does have a nice smile. And so that's it. Just fire it off the far wall, get in close. I think it's a f2.8 and that's all there is to it.
Does your daughter appreciate like how good this is and how good it shouldn't be?
No, she doesn't.
I mean, like if she were to list, like if one of her other friends came to school that day and like, oh yeah, my mom took my picture today before school, it would not look like this.
Probably not.
I mean, this isn't good. I don't want to give you any ideas that this is good or something like that. But no, it is very good. But it's the idea, the joke being that this took you, you know, 14 seconds.
Right.
I mean, 9 years, 9.5 years, and then 14 seconds.
Right, right, yeah.
Which is part of it. But I hope your daughter appreciates, you know, how good this is in such a quick amount of time.
Now, I agree. I really like this photo. But it what's interesting is I think I took 10 shots. Two right. of them are good because of the expression completely makes the photo. With the exact same light and with her poor smiling technique in the other photos, and it's yeah. just, it's off-putting. Like, forget the light, forget everything else. This photo 100% is made by the expression. Otherwise, it's just, I don't know, it's weird to me.
No, so, this is excellent lighting that gets out of the way, though. That's the point.
Yeah, true, right.
Is that, like, there's nothing wrong with this. There's not, you don't look at this and go, oh my God, he reinvented the wheel. This yeah. Adam made a better mousetrap.
Right.
No one has ever lit like this. Congratulations. you did it, honey. You cracked the code. Me yeah. in the shower.
You
know, like, you're being, that's
mean.
The thing.
You're being mean. Now.
Not being mean at all. I'm being my cousin Vinny. But what you've done is, no, like, this is great lighting that gets out of the way to show what's in the photo. I mean, if you just fired this off with an on-camera flash, the expression would be fine, but it wouldn't be a good photo.
Right, yeah.
It'd be fine. You wouldn't cry about it. But this is one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's great because it's not over the top, there's not super high contrast. Yeah, I don't look at this and go, you know, man, look at that lighting. It's like, hey, great photo. And I know, because I know in how you did this, et cetera, you did it in about 4 seconds.
Right.
Which makes it even better.
Well, and shooting close to a wall here, because we've talked about that a bit in the last couple of weeks, is a little bit of an art in itself in terms of how to pose somebody. And she didn't really know how to...
This was art.
She didn't really know how to pose this. And right. what a difference in terms of what we've talked about in the last few weeks in terms of having a little bit of shadow, but not too much. So her head is tilted in towards the wall, which really gets rid of a lot of the distraction in the big shadow. Like because this is such a tight shot, right. This is head and shoulders. If I tilt her head more neutral, number one, it gives a completely different feel to the photo. So the head tilt kind of makes it, I don't know, how would you describe like that? The head tilt towards the camera, like a little more welcoming, like in terms of,
sure.
Hey, I'm a nice person. You know, this is a nice mood. If we tilt it the other way, it's completely weird. But the other thing it does is really kills a lot of that shadow from the wall. So you almost, if you don't see the corner crease just above her head, you might just think this is a seamless kind of background shot or something, but the wall is there. You know it's there because of her angles and how her body position is. And there is a little shadow between her hair and the wall, but it's also not distracting. I sometimes find if I shoot that straight on, because a few of the photos were more straight, the big shadow is kind of distracting from the image itself.
Indeed. Or if there's zero shadow, like I like in my selfie portrait from January was very similar. Like I'm leaning against a wall, but you can't tell I'm leaning against a wall, and it looks weird. It's like, oh, you know, he's tipping,
right?
And right. And that's just odd. And but this one you can very much tell that she is doing that and it is against the wall. And yeah, there you go. All right, now. Let's have a look at mine.
Magic.
It is magic, isn't it? Why is it magic? What is? Do you want me to start, or do you want to critique it and then I tell you the story behind it?
I don't really have any critique for it, other than my only critique is that yeah. it's super interesting. I like it a lot. The one lady I don't know, she's singing, I don't know what's going on, everyone's captivated.
Not
by
a
this.
Lady, not a lady.
Okay, by lady guy.
I'm in Germany, buddy, that's okay. Not a lady.
Whatever that person is who's singing or presenting, everyone's captivated by.
It's like if a dude dressed up as Liza Minnelli with a Marilyn Monroe wig.
Okay. All right. So this person has their back to us.
And then sang dude songs.
That's why I was confused for anyone who's not looking at the image. Yeah. But there's one lady in the front row who's staring directly at the camera and is super weird. Like that part of it is just like, what are you doing? Everyone else is staring at the performer and is captivated. And then this other lady's like, I'm in an individual portrait session and is just right directly staring a hole through the camera.
Yeah, that's why I chose this. There's a lot going on here. And so here's the thing. Let me give you some backstory. So after I had issued this challenge last week, we went to a birthday party on last Saturday, and it was a friend of ours' 40th birthday, and she said, you know, hey, you know, we didn't know what to get her for a present. She said, well, maybe we'll just take a few pictures, and I was like, oh, here we go. Because I was going to get you a $5 bottle of wine, but okay, I'll just do that instead. However, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take some pictures anyway. So I thought, here's what I'm going to do. My plan was, I'm going to bring two flashes. I'm going to throw one flash up in the back and have it with a CTB on it and just raking across the dance floor. Because I knew this was going to be a fun party, actually. And so I'll have that raking across, and I'll trigger that with the radio trigger, but I'll have an on-camera flash doing a little bit of bounce, and I'm not going to snap the whole night, but I'll snap a few photos and so she can have them. That's going to be my gift. So I ended up, so now I'm basically I'm going to mix on-camera ETTL bounce flash with off-camera manual flash. That's the move.
Okay.
I love this move, by the way.
This is the move that I used at your sister's wedding like years ago for the dance floor. This is the dance floor move. Yeah.
It's a great move. However, wow, did I suck this week? Like my hit rate on this was, I think if I round up, I think it's 1%. Like I got no good photos. Like this is the only interesting photo I got.
Okay.
And I actually love this one the more I look at it, because there's just so much going on here that is crazy. And so, but we go back to the setup. First of all, my plan was trigger remote backlight and then on camera bounce light. My battery had died in my remote trigger, the little special round battery that you can only buy at certain places.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Now you can find them here, but this was on the day, and I was like, on my way to the place, and I was like, okay, we'll stop at the one store I know, and if they don't have it, they don't have it. And they did not have it. And I thought, oh no. Like, I would like to be able to trigger this. Well, I had brought the SB26 that has the built-in optical trigger just in case. So worst case scenario, my on-camera bounce flash should in fact trigger that off-camera flash, even though I have no remote.
Right.
Which it did most of the time, but there's nooks and crannies here, and so if the bounce flash didn't hit at a certain rate, it just would not trigger that backlight. So it was kind of hit and miss. It was mostly hit, but sometimes miss, and I was like, ah, darn. Like, that sort of sucked. So I ended up finding a battery, so I'm back to normal if anyone's keeping track at home.
Okay.
So anyways, at one point, so now there's a I'll say famous... in Germany anyways, probably not. You've never heard of this singer ever. I promise you. It's a German singer named Dieter Thomas Kuhn.
I thought you were going to say David Hasselhoff.
David has it. Nana. She's the Scorpion. She played with the Scorpions a little bit.
Okay.
No, there's a famous singer. He's from Tübingen. In fact, he used to live next door to me in my other place. He drove a Porsche 911, of course. Good for him. He just parked it next to mine, and he had the coolest license plate, I thought. But anyways, point being, there's this famous guy from Tübingen. And,
what was the license plate? I have to know now.
It was a little bit... Okay, so it was in the city that you're in, the license plates work. The city that you're in is the first two letters of your license plate.
Okay.
So Tübingen is T-U with the umlaut, but T-U.
Yeah.
And then you can pick the next... next two letters and the next numbers. So he had a Tübingen, TU, and then he decided to choose FF911. So it was a tough 911.
Right.
Which I thought, now that I say it out loud, not that cool.
Yeah, super weird.
Regardless, it's a big deal here in Germany to do that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, mine should say two hosers. That's what mine should say. But yeah. It doesn't do that. I should have done that.
HOSR.
Yeah. Looking back. Anyways, so he's a big famous dude, and so everyone here is a big fan, and so the husband of the girl having the 40th, I don't know, even though he lived next door to me, I didn't really know the guy, and so I assumed this was Dieter Thomas Kuhn, and so they brought him out, and he said, "Hey, Dieter Thomas Kuhn," and then he sang a bunch of Dieter Thomas Kuhn songs. You know, Wahnsinn or Über die Wolken, you know all the hits.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, and he's hammered. He's singing them all out and whatever. And then I find out later, it's not even close to him. It's just some sort of like impersonator. But I don't even know if he looks like this. Like I've never been to a concert, and so I have no idea if he dresses like Liza Minnelli or not, or you know maybe he does.
Right.
Regardless. He came out and sang, and so I grabbed this. So everyone was having a good time. I'm assuming they understood the joke that it wasn't him, but they're still having fun. So everyone's having fun and playing along, and then that one girl is just laser beaming, just completely tractor beaming right through me. And I have no idea why, because earlier she was enjoying it. I'm assuming they call him DTK. I don't know. So anyways... That was the one I chose. Just a fun little moment of what's going on here. All right.
Yay. No, that's... Done. Do you want me to add something there?
If you want.
No, I've got nothing to add. I think it's all been said. Yeah. No, it's a delightful photograph that people should check out.
It'll be one of those ones that maybe ages like a fine wine or becomes vinegar. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out never. All right. Topic this week.
Let's no, we don't need a topic. That was the topic.
Yeah, no, I do. Nope. It's going to be like 90 seconds at the most.
Okay, what's the topic?
It's your photo, man. Like here's the thing. I like your photo. It's a good photo.
Okay.
In this day and age of the Instagramming, why would you take the photo in this orientation?
I like it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's great. Fine. Your daughter wants it, and she wants to maximize her IG potential.
Okay, I could crop it then. But
you should do it in. You should shoot it that way in when you shoot it. Like you should know ahead of time that you're shooting for Instagram. Now we talked about it on last a couple weeks ago when listener submission might have been a month and a half, 2 months ago when somebody Instagram crop my shot. Well, yeah, that's what they do. You should prepare for that. You should know that you're shooting for Instagram. And how do you maximize Instagram? Well, when Instagram started, they were all about the square.
Are you going to give us the history of Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's what the topic is?
No. Yeah. No, it's not the history of Instagram. I didn't research the history. I don't care less about the history of Instagram. Okay. But the point is, when they started, like, they're all about the square. It was like, hey, no man, just shoot square photos, and we'll be done. That way, it's everybody wins, right?
Right.
Well, that's fine, except for you want to maximize the Instagram experience. Instagram is not made for landscape photography.
Right.
It's made for portrait style. So, next time, I would like you to shoot this up and down, portrait. Now, it's not made for portrait, like, you don't fill the frame, because a 3:2 aspect ratio is not going to fly. The best use of your screen, if you want to use every pixel on that Instagram site, app, whatever you want to call it, you want to do a 4:5 vertical.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, no, that's where you go, oh, yeah, man, I wish I'd done that. Oh,
I should have done that. No, actually, I took half the photos, actually, in the vertical orientation. I just like this one by far the best, but it's because of the smile. Yeah, it's because of the smile.
Understood. maybe you do crop it. Maybe you crop it. Now, here's how I cropped them. Maybe they've changed in the last little bit, but for me, I am a stickler for resolution and sharpening, and I don't like resizing after the fact because that changes the dynamic of how my photo is seen. And I don't care for that. Right? So I don't want it to be too big and then have Instagram shrink it down because you're going to lose a little something. It's going to be subtle, but you'll lose a little something. And so I honestly, I have to double check and make sure they haven't updated their standards in the last 6 months. But generally how it works, oh, I can't think of the numbers now, but it's 1350 pixels up and down is the ideal. They assure me they will not resize that. If you save it as 1350 pixels at a 4:5 ratio, you're going to maximize your Instagram potential.
Yay.
But what I'm saying is shoot with that in mind. Do not shoot in tight and expect a 3:2 crop, a 3:2 aspect ratio to look good. You're going to lose something. Now, if you shoot wide, like in this 3:2, or maybe you cropped it, I don't know, but if you shoot wide, you can get that to fit on Instagram, but it's very, very small on the phone.
Right.
So it looks good. It's not filling up the frame like you would like it to do.
Got it.
You got it? Yeah. 1350 by, oh man. What's the other number? 900?
Won't it just do it for me if I...
It'll do it for you now. I should 13, know.
Yeah, okay. 1350.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't know how you do it. Like you have sent them to me. You generally send them to me made for Instagram, even though they're not the right aspect ratio. Mine aren't this week either. I was not shooting for Instagram this week. But sometimes I do. Sometimes I shoot knowing it's going to be on there, and I'll shoot up and down. But I have a preset built in, export preset in my Lightroom that exports it exactly as Instagram ready, which I then fire up, and life is good.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Monthly challenge for March is black and white. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, tag us at two hosers on the Instagram. We'll be checking. That's all we're going to be doing this week. Is just checking Instagram probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Challenge for next week. You said outdoors. I cannot think of a better time than to do outdoors.
Okay. Get outside.
Unless you want to do ghost town, which might be the week after. We'll see.
Yeah.
Or toilet paper, TP. No, outdoors it is.
Okay.
You and me, outdoors challenge next week, which actually, PS, was going to be my groundbreaking shovel photo, but now I'll shoot another one.
So if you completely blow it, then we can say, well, you at least did a pretty good one for this week.
I anticipated having accomplished my challenge, yeah.
All right.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at twohosers.com. No, that's not true. You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.